I love mornings, which is a good thing since the Today Show starts early.
Good morning, welcome to Today.
Those first hours set the tone for the day ahead.
We're here to give you the best start. You get the news, learn something new, and even get a little boost.
You start the day off with a clean slate, and we hope you'll start it with us.
We begin our day so you can take on yours.
Because every day needs today.
Watch the Today Show weekday mornings at 7 on NBC.
State Farm is committed to being your top choice when insuring the things that matter to you. My Cultura podcast host, Dramos, also believes in the power of financial knowledge. That's why he makes sure to share his financial tips on his podcast, Life as a Gringo.
When it comes to investments and it's real estate, I didn't want to just buy a house. I wanted to buy a property that also made me money, you know, so I ended up buying an investment property, a mixed-use property.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at es.statefarm.com. State Farm is a proud partner of the My Cultura podcast network.
Get ready. Xfinity Flex has unlocked shows and movies from all over the globe, and you can watch for free right from your couch. Journey to Japan with shows from Anime Network. Go back to the Wild West with Billy the Kid and other MGM Plus picks. Celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with hits from Kokawa and Haya. And break out your dance moves with iHeartRadio's K-pop hits playlist. Find new entertainment on Xfinity Flex. All for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we return to Our American Stories. Up next, a story from Carl Merlantis. Carl is a recipient of the Navy Cross and the author of the best-selling books Matterhorn and What It Is Like to Go to War, two books he wrote after his service in Vietnam. A service he didn't talk about it until after undertaking the process of putting pen to paper. Let's get into the story. Here's Carl talking about what he did immediately after the war.
First of all, I hid. I mean, I avoided talking about it with anybody because I did have the feeling, and I think it's shared by a lot of veterans, not all veterans, but I did have the feeling that people wouldn't understand. Particularly the dark side of things, there's a thrill to war. There's a thrill to crack cocaine too. And there's enormous, enormous costs. I would never want to pay the cost to get that thrill, but to deny the thrill is false. How do you tell somebody who's, you know, somebody that you're trying to date and she's a college girl and you just come back. I mean, how do you talk about that? You don't, because you're just, first of all, back in the Vietnam era, you would be just, you know, people really were horrible to us, you know, like we were really criminals, you know. So why would you even want to open yourself up to that? So, I mean, I just, you know, I never told anybody I was in the Marines or in Vietnam. Just didn't. So that was one way of handling it. It's not right, because you've got to talk about it for two reasons. One is for your own mental health. You got to get these ghosts out where you can see them. My friend Joe Bobro calls it turning ghosts into ancestors. They're part of you, but if you don't deal with them, they'll haunt you. I mean, the reason that you're getting bar fights and your marriage breaks up and you start doing too much alcohol is because you're being driven by a ghost and you're not conscious of it. You got to get it out. And one of the ways of getting it out, I did it by writing, but a classic way is just talking to people who you trust, and that would be like your spouse or your brother or your sister. We didn't even do that. And the other side is, if you don't tell people what they're actually asking, you know, 19-year-old kids to do for their country, they'll ask them for really trivial bullshit. I think half of the military is from seven southern states. The people that are fighting are, you know, their mom and dad works for Walmart. They're not partners in big city law firms. If you don't get these stories out, the people who are making the big decisions, and most of them have never even been in the military, will have no idea what they're asking and will continue to sacrifice our kids for really trivial reasons. Anyway, I just clammed up. It's the wrong way of doing it. I use this analogy. most men, I would say the vast, vast majority of men, don't understand, and young women who have not done the experience, what it's like to have a child. What is it like to go through childbirth? If the women who have gone through childbirth feel that they're somehow superior to the rest of us, that's a horrible tragedy for the human race. And luckily for us, the women don't do that. But they've been through an experience that young women and men have no clue about, really, other than what you read in stories or what you hear people talk about. But if you listen to, you know, your mother or your sister or you know, my age, your daughters, talk about childbirth, and they talk about it freely, you get an idea. You'll never really understand it, but you get an idea. And if it wasn't for that, you would have no idea. But I think that veterans, and I often tell, you know, combat veterans, don't leave that chip on your shoulder, because it is true. I don't think anybody can understand it unless they've done it. I just think that's just the case. You can get close. I mean, good storytelling, good writing, you know, good poetry. There's been some wonderful songs. They get close, but you'll never get there. And you and I will never understand, really, childbirth. The only people that understand it are the ones who've done it. It's the same with combat. But the key is that that can't put you into a category where you think that you're better than other people. You just have had a different experience from other people. And that's a very important thing to understand. Like I say, I use the example of women who have had babies. They're not superior to the women who haven't. And I think that that's the right attitude, not superior, inferior, just different. And I don't think you'll ever be able to bridge the gap. Just that simple. I had to deal with this bronze star I got for pulling the kid out from underneath the machine gun. I was written up for that, you know. You know, did a heroic deed, brave deed in front of a whole bunch of people. And so I got written up for a medal. And I have that one. It's in the shadow box on the wall in the living room. I had to deal with it. I wouldn't have been able to talk to you about that without having written it first. Because the feeling of, I wonder if I killed him, God, I could have done it, oh God, I mean, it would haunt me at night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night going, oh Jesus, did I put that bullet hole in? We'll never know, because the bodies were blown up. And I wish I'd have, you know, known then. I mean, I'll never know. But having written it down and got it out, I remember, you know, literally bawling and snot hitting the keyboard. I mean, I was bawling. I wasn't crying. I was bawling. You know when you're bawling is when you're running out of, you know, both nostrils as well as your eyes. Writing it down got it out, and I could examine it and take responsibility for what I might have done or didn't do, and it was clearly easy, because after I wrote it, first of all, I can talk about it without, I mean, I think it, before I'd written about it, I'd just start shaking, literally start shaking, and would have to shut up, couldn't carry on. I don't have that problem, and I think that having written it, the ghost is turned into an ancestor. It doesn't haunt me anymore. It's just part of my life. So the writing was important for those reasons. And also it was important for the other side of it, which I said, that people who haven't had the experience, I wanted to tell our story, what 19-year-old kids are trying to grow up and be Marines and be in combat all at the same time. And it wasn't easy. And you know, unless our story gets told, no one will know. I mean, this is kind of a funny story, but a woman came up to me at a reading and wanted me to, you know, it was a line to sign the books, and her turn came up, and she was sort of, you know, I'm really embarrassed and sort of hemming and hawing, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. I said, what's wrong? What do you want to talk about? I said, go ahead. And she said, well, you know, she said, I was in college during the Vietnam War, and I just hated it. It was wrong. I hated the war, and I was a protester. I protested every chance I could get. I protested. And then I read Matterhorn, And I didn't know you guys slept outside. I about fell out of my chair. But you see, this is a college-educated woman. College-educated. And didn't know we slept outside in Vietnam. I'm going like, there's a large, large gap between, you know, the military and the civilians. And that writing helps close it.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Carl Morlantes. And by writing these things down, he was able to turn ghosts into ancestors. But more importantly, I think he was connecting warriors' lives with civilian lives, just as Stephen Ambrose did with Saving Private Ryan, interviewing all those men and women who put their lives at risk in World War II. Carl Morlantes, turning ghosts into ancestors, here on Our American Stories.
Whether you're searching for the latest sneaker drop, that iconic handbag, a timeless watch, or your next piece of classic jewelry, eBay authenticators are there verifying every detail of your purchase. With years of experience, they're making sure the piece you're searching for is worthy of your collection. eBay's authenticators are experts in their craft, true connoisseurs, and as leaders in their field, they're making sure your items always arrive as authentic as your style. In a world full of fakes, it's time to get real with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms.
State Farm is committed to being your top choice when insuring the things that matter to you. My Cultura podcast host, Dramos, also believes in the power of financial knowledge. That's why he makes sure to share his financial tips on his podcast, Life as a Gringo.
When it comes to investments and it's real estate, I didn't want to just buy a house. I wanted to buy a property that also made me money, you know, so I ended up buying an investment property, a mixed use property.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at es.statefarm.com. State Farm is a proud partner of the My Cultura podcast network.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.